This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers in Islam, all praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, one of the greatest matters that occupies the people's time and lives and hearts and minds today is the matter of ar-rizq, provision and sustenance. People are so occupied with ar-rizq, with provision, that they have forgotten about ar-razzaq subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the matter of ar-rizq has brought so much depression and anxiety and stress upon many people, both believers and disbelievers. The rise in house prices, in rent, the cost of food, the cost of building material, the cost of cars, the cost of petrol, and all of these costs and rise of this living that we are living in, where ar-rizq, provision, is what every single living creature seeks. This is not only something that the people of ad-dunya are seeking. Ar-rizq is not only something that the disbelievers are seeking. This is every single living creature is what he is seeking every single day. The animals are seeking ar-rizq every day. And the birds and the insects and every human, wal jinn and the disbelievers and the sinners and the believers and even the most righteous, everyone is seeking ar-rizq. But even the prophets as well, وَحَتَّى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ would seek the provision from Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after every salat al-fajr, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for lawful rizq and provision, when he would say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا. This was the request and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek from your Lord every single day after Salat al-Fajr, asking Allah rizqan tayyiba, lawful and halal sustenance and provision. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his dua as well, he would say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Allah azza wa jal for guidance and for piety and for chastity and for sufficiency, for provision and for ar-rizq. And at the same time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek Allah's protection from poverty. And this is as narrated in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would continuously ask Allah after every salat, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr. After every salat, he would seek Allah's protection from al-kufr wal-faqr, from disbelief and from poverty. And notice that these two things were tied together, because one leads to another. Poverty, if a person is not patient upon poverty, it leads him to kufr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. So my brothers in Islam, everyone is seeking provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called himself Ar-Razzaq, the provider, because you and I cannot live without provision and sustenance. Nothing, no living creature could live without provision and sustenance. So we all need it. So he named himself Ar-Razzaq subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this confusion and all of this anxiety and worry and stress and suicide and fear and misery that the people are in is because they did not know who Allah Azza wa Jal is. They did not know who Ar-Razzaq is subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man huwa Ar-Razzaq? This is the question. Who is the one who provides for all of mankind and for every living creature? Or they had doubt concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. It was narrated that a Bedouin was once walking. A Bedouin, simple man, was walking and he heard someone recite, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. This is Allah's word in Surah Al-Dhariyat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and in the heavens is your provision and everything that you have been promised. A Bedouin heard this ayah. Yani your food and your shifa and your hopes, all of this is decreed up there, not fil ard. It was all decreed up there way before you existed, one way before you were born. So when he heard this ayah, he said, فَطْمَأَنَّ قَلْبِي. My heart found peace and tranquility and rest. Did your heart find peace and tranquility and rest when you heard this ayah? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. This is what Allah has promised and what Allah said. And then the ayah that's after it was recited, and this same Bedouin man heard it, and he will be responding as well to this ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's the ayah after, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَمَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, and I swear by the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Allah Azza wa Jal is taking an oath by himself. And this is very rare in the Quran. For when it happens, it's happening for a huge matter. And it should instill within us the absolute certainty when Allah takes an oath by himself. He said, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I swear by the lords of the heavens and the earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ, that your provision, which has been decreed in the heavens, is the absolute truth and certainty. Nothing will be decreased and nothing will be increased concerning what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. And then he compared this guarantee of a rizq to something that we all see and we all know about. He said, مِثْلَمَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ, that your provision is so guaranteed in the same manner your speech is guaranteed and it's certain. What does this mean? You know, now I'm speaking. No one here sitting doubts that I am speaking. All of you are a witness and are certain that I am now speaking. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he guarantees a rizq in the same manner. And you need to observe this comparison for a moment. Ponder over this. You know, when you ponder over the art of speech and how a human being speaks, you know, when I'm speaking, a lot is going on in the background. There is air that is pushing out, air that is coming in. The muscles in the stomach are contracting, coming and releasing. The lungs are working. The vocal cords are also stretching and working. Then the words are coming out. All of this is connected to the brain. The brain is giving signals to the tongue. The tongue is moving in a way where the words and the letters are coming out. That's only for one language. And then you look at hundreds and hundreds of languages. All of it is in an art itself. This is the idea. You see this? You see the art of speech? How complex is it in the background? Wallahi, it is so complex in the background that until this day, no one knows the exact reality of how human beings communicate and talk. What is happening inside is a miracle in and of itself. But you see what's happening in the ayah is Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, just as you can see yourself talking and others talking, even though it's so complex, how simple does it look? How easy does it look? That's the same idea with your rizq. How complex does it seem for your rizq to be provided for you every single day? How complex does it seem? But it is as easy as when you speak. That's how simple it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide of all, to provide for all of the creation. Subhanallah. You think of your rizq. The rizq is a complex matter that is working in the background. And every single thing we consume every day comes from plants. Everything. Directly or indirectly. Indirectly, such as your meat. That animal went and ate its plants and so on, and then it got bigger, and then people slaughtered it, and then you ate it. In one way or another, every single thing you eat came from plants. Everything. So there's the seed, and then the seed to be watered, which Allah Azza wa Jal will send rain upon it, and then until it grows, and then it's harvested, and then it's transported, and then you come at the end and you just buy. Complex matter that is happening in the background. Yet, look how simple it is. Every single day, Allah Azza wa Jal is providing for mankind. Every single day, He is providing for every living creature that is on earth. Allahu Akbar. فَمِثْلَمَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. And when this Bedouin heard this ayah, in where Allah Azza wa Jal took an oath, this Bedouin, he said, who is the one who angered the Lord so that he can take an oath to this matter? The simple Bedouin man realized and recognized that people haven't taken the oath of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the guarantee of Allah serious, and that they neglected and turned away from it. So Allah Azza wa Jalla took an oath, and the Bedouin realized that this is Allah Azza wa Jalla's. Who's the one who angered Allah Azza wa Jalla for Allah to take an oath? Allahu Akbar. My brothers in Islam, your provision and rizq is only in the hands of Allah. And once you know this, you will know only to seek it from Allah and no one else. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah Al-Ankabut, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, everything that you call to, onto, everything that you call onto other than Allah, which is of course going to be a creature of Allah, a creation of Allah, meaning everything that Allah Azza wa Jal created, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. They do not possess your rizq. And the way it was mentioned, rizqa, nakira. When nakira this, without the alif lam, notice this, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. There is tanween at the end and the alif lam is omitted at the beginning. This is known as a nakira. And this implies certain things in the Arabic language. And one of the things it implies is a taqleel, for something to be minimal and insignificant. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, every living creature do not possess even the smallest amount of rizq for you. Nothing at all. Don't seek your rizq from people at all. Then the reality and the truth comes. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ. Seek your provision from Allah. But now the way He mentioned it, He said, الرزق, with the alif lam, which encompasses all forms of rizq, meaning seek all your provision, everything of food and water and wealth and health and shifa and every type of rizq, seek it from Allah. وَعْبُدُوهُ, and worship Him. Why did He mention the worship? Because that is the key to ar-rizq. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and show gratitude to Him every time He provides for you. You're still alive today because Allah has provided for you. Every single moment you live is because Allah continues to provide for you. The name of Allah, ar-Razzaq, has never discontinued in your life yet. It continues. فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقَ وَعْبُدُوهُ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and show gratitude to Him. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Your final return will be to Him. So live for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, because your return will be to Him. The end of this world is not the end of everything. There's still more to come, and plenty more to come, and an eternal life to come. Allahu Akbar. My brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and this is a beautiful ayah that illustrates how Allah Azza wa Jal guarantees ar-rizq. He says, وَأُخْرَى لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا قَدْ أَحَاطَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. Allahu Akbar. This ayah came down when the companions radiallahu anhum were still in a weak position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising them rizq. He's promising them the treasures of Persia and Rome, the treasures of the Persians and the Romans. At this moment when this ayah came down, it seemed to be impossible that they will ever get their hands on the treasures of the Persians and the Romans. It seemed impossible. No way. It wasn't a reality at the time the ayah came down. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal stated this in the ayah. He said, وَأُخْرَى لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا. That plentiful of rizq that was in the hands of the Persians and the Romans, لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا. You were never ever able to reach it and have your hands on it. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, قَدْ أَحَاطَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. However, Allah Azza wa Jal has secured it and has encompassed it and has ridden it for you. And it'll get to your hands one day. And it became a reality. The ayah became a reality. And all that became rizq for as-sahaba. Subhanallah. This is an ayah coming down amongst as-sahaba. When the situation seemed impossible, Allah Azza wa Jal would guarantee. All you need now, when this ayah comes down, is the certainty of the heart. That's all you need. And a person would be at ease and at peace with himself. And these are the ayat. We're supposed to read them and mix them with this kind of certainty and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal's word that we have in our hearts. And then the peace would come to the minds and to the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is not a single dabba on the earth. With dabba, it comes from the word dabba. So everything that moves on earth, this is what dabba is, living creature. Everything that moves on the earth, its rizq, its provision is upon Allah. Allah obligated upon himself that he provides for every living creature. Allahu Akbar. You need to realize what this means. And if the biggest delivery operation on the face of this earth is the provision that Allah Azza wa Jal delivers for every single creature every single day. That is the biggest delivery operation on earth. Yani take a look at the greatest creation or the greatest creature that lives on earth, and that is the whale. The whale, one whale eats 3.6 tons of food a day. 3,600 kilograms a day. One whale. And there is an approximation of 20,000 whales that live. So you do your calculation. 72 million kilos of food being consumed by whales every day. Who provided for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whale calf, the baby whale, he drinks from his mother 190 liters of milk a day. Who's the one who provided for it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The elephant, it eats 260 kilograms of food a day. And there is about 40,000 elephants on earth. Who is providing for them every day? Who's creating this food? Who's delivering it to them every single day? Yani that's 10 million kilos of food consumed only by the elephants. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Ar-Razzaq. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal provides in ways we have never ever come to know. And only recently with studies and so on and things like that, we see and we discover. Yani there is one type of bird. When it lays its egg, this type of bird is naturally black. Its feathers are black. And it only comes in that color. And when it lays its egg, and this egg finally hatches, a baby bird comes out that is white in color, absolutely white. And its parents neglect it, they abandon it, because it seems to be strange. We are black and this came out white, so they leave it. And this white bird, it begins to grow, neglected by its parents, it releases a scent from its nose. Heck, naturally Allah Azza wa Jal allows it to do so. And this scent attracts the worms from the earth. So the worms come out from the earth and come near this scent, which is next to the mouth. It opens its mouth, it eats. And it continues to eat in this manner until it grows. Once it grows, its feathers begin to transform from white to black. Its parents know it, they go back to it, and they care for it. Who provided for it all along? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. in ways you cannot imagine. Allah huwa al-Razzaq subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, ask the people, let them know their aqeedah, let them know their belief. Who's the one who provides for you anything that is from the heavens and the earth? Heavens, the rain comes down and other things come down, and the earth and what it produces. Who provides for you? قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. قُلِ اللَّهِ. Say that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of your aqeedah, my brothers in Islam, known as Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah entails that you believe Allah is al-Razzaq. This is no joke. This is a matter that is tied to your iman. A person who rejects this becomes a kafir. Allah is al-Razzaq. Therefore, seek the provision only from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your provision is written. It is written. Do not stress about it. Do not make it the only thing that you're living for. Some people, that's all they're living for. You ask him, how is life, my brother? Wallah, alhamdulillah, we're paying the bills. Why can't your life was all about paying the bills? We're getting through. This is what not what life is about. People have become so occupied with ar-rizq that they have forgotten about ar-razzaq subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your rizq is already guaranteed. It is already guaranteed. There is no need to stress. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لو أن ابن آدم هرب من رزقه كما يهرب من الموت لأدركه رزقه كما يدركه الموت. Two things are guaranteed. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if the son of Adam was to run away from his rizq, imagine this, you ran away from your rizq, it would come to you just as death would come to you. Two things guaranteed, your rizq and your death. You will die at the time Allah has written for you. And all of your rizq would come before you leave this worldly life. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he said, Ibn Mas'ud, حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق. He said, the messenger of Allah has informed us and he is the most trustworthy one among us. You see, why is Ibn Mas'ud using this word, الصادق المصدوق, to tell you what is coming is the absolute truth, coming out from the most trustworthy human being that lived on earth. It's a long hadith. At the end of it, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah Azza wa Jal would send an angel to the womb of the mother when the baby is being developed in there. فَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتِ. يُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتِ. This angel is commanded to write four things. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَشَقِيٍّ أَوْ سَعِيدٍ. One of the things that is determined and written right there and then is your rizq. But that doesn't mean it was determined right then and there. Your rizq was written way before the heavens and the earth were created by 50,000 years. But once you developed, that's when this kitab came and it was written for you at that moment. Allahu Akbar. And when we say, do not stress over your rizq, we don't mean sit down at home and don't do anything and wait for your rizq to come. No. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself, the one who guaranteed that rizq, He said, فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. He's the one who said this. He said, إِمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Walk. Not rush. Walk on the edges of this earth. Walk and travel on earth. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. And eat from His provision. Take from His sustenance and from His provision. And so when we seek our rizq, when we seek our rizq, we do that because Allah commanded us to do so. Not because it's tied with ar-rizq and how Allah has decreed it and so on. That's a different story. But we do that because this is what Allah has commanded for us to do. So we seek our rizq and we walk on earth and we walk and we work and we do all of that because this is what Allah commanded us. And if you adhere to Allah's command, you are rewarded. Very simple. And after you walk and you travel, kulu min rizqihi. That's when ar-rizq would come. Subhanallah. Naam. Walking and having this effort is only a means. It's only a means. And when we say, do not stress about your rizq, and your rizq is written, and it's determined, and it's decreed, we also mean, do not work in al-haram. Do not seek your rizq from al-haram. Work what's in halal, and that's enough. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, that إن روح القدس نفث في روعي, that Jibreel had inspired in رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم's heart. And he said to him, أنه لن تموت نفس حتى تستكمل رزقها, that no soul shall pass until it completes its lifespan and its provision. Then the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب. That was the fact that your rizq will come. Then the instruction that came with this information, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, fear Allah and seek your rizq beautifully. Seek it in a halal manner. And then he said, وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ عَلَى أَن تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يَنَالُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. He said, and do not let the delay of your provision. You see, your rizq is from now until you die. So you might seem, or you might see it as, well, he's being delayed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, do not let this delay of your rizq make you seek it in a way that is displeasing to Allah, or in a way that Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited. Because what is with Allah cannot be acquired except through his obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot seek it through al-haram. It can only be sought through al-halal. And so what is written for you is written for you. Whether you took it in haram or halal. If you went and you took money through haram means, then that same money would have come to you through halal had you been patient. Then it's written, it's written, it's your rizq. But you took it, you went very quick and you took it bil haram, and so you earn punishment for that after. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide for us. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us and our families safe from al-haram. Innahu waliyu thalika wal qadiru alayh. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers in Islam, very quickly I share with you a couple of solutions on how a person increases his rizq and earns this rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla at the end of Surah Al-Dhariyat, he said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind and al-jinn except so that they worship me. They implement the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and they obey Allah Azza wa Jal's commands and instructions. Then he said, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِ. I do not want any rizq from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal does not want from you to feed him. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who is الرَّزَّاقُ. But you see the idea of ibadah, worship being tied to a rizq. This is the idea. The more worship, the more rizq. The more worship, the more you engage in your worship. And what we mean here above the list is your obligations towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more the rizq. And look at the story of Zakariya alayhi salam with Maryam radiallahu anha. Allah Azza wa Jal said, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ. Every time Zakariya alayhi salam entered the worship place of Maryam, Maryam would be sitting in her worship place, worshipping Allah. Zakariya alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, every time he entered upon her, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He found provision there. كُلَّمَا, every time she worshipped and he entered, he found rizq there. Al-ulama would say that the summer fruit would be there during winter. And winter fruit would be there in her worship place during summer. Which is something that seems impossible. There is no refrigeration and freezers and so on to preserve this food. How is it appearing there? So Zakariya alayhi salam would say to her, Ya Maryam, anna laki hada. He said to her, Maryam, radiallahu anha, anna laki hada. How? How can you get all this? Where have you got all this from? She said, qalat huwa min indillah. It is from Allah. Inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah Azza wa Jal provides without limit, without accountability for anyone he wants. Also from the asbab, from the reasons for why Allah Azza wa Jal provides for people, al-istighfar, al-istighfar. And this is the first thing, or one of the first things that Nuh alayhi salam preached to his people. He said to them, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Seek Allah's forgiveness, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. For verily he is all forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. The heavens will shower upon you and drench you with al-rizq. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. And he will provide for you money. Al-rizq provides money, money. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. That's one of the first things that Nuh alayhi salam preached to the people. Why? Because if the people were to seek istighfar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal would provide them for them, their hearts would open for the worship of Allah azza wa jal. Look how Allah makes things easy for His servants. But the people of Nuh, the majority of them, rejected and disbelieved. And as a result, they were destroyed. And finally, I share with you, Salatul Jama'ah, the prayer in congregation. That is also one of the huge keys of a rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah An-Nur, فِي بُيُوت أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah azza wa jal is speaking about His houses in which His name is being established and a salat is established by men. He said in these houses, when men are standing and praying in salat al-jama'ah, what was the result at the end? Allah azza wa jal, He said, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. He increases them in reward. He increases them in reward and He provides for them without accountability, without any limit. For this is a huge opportunity for ar-rizq, with dua, with istighfar, with ibadah. And learn this. Do not be occupied with that which was created for you, which is ar-rizq, more than what you are created for, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you worship, the more rizq would come. And everything has been determined and decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله صاحب الحوض والشفاعة. فقد أمركم الله تعالى بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه ونوه بكم أيها المؤمنون فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.